Okay, here we go. So first and foremost, thank you to Yechiel for bringing show and tell. Yeah, because we're talking about a Kesher Echad. Now, the word Kesher Echad is very hard, right? Because when we think of Kesher Echad, we usually think about it on our foot, as we've said in the past, and one simple knot comes right out. Why? Because your foot's underneath it, pushing this Kesher as you walk, pushing this Kesher Echad out. But essentially, when you have a single string and you go one Kesher Echad, this is all it is. It's one singular Kesher. Generally, our foot's inside, right? That's why it just pushes it right out. But a Kesher Echad, thank you, Rabbi Klein, a Kesher Echad is like this, and this is a problem. Now, this is a problem according to everyone.
Well, exactly,
right? This is a problem according to everyone. Why? Because this is going to be, right, at first glance, shel kayama. It will never come out. It's everlasting. Unless you deliberately manipulate it open and pry it open. And also going to be a problem of maisa uman. Maisa uman? What does maisa uman have to do? Maisa uman is a craft, right? These craftsmen would make these special knots, as we brought last time. See the book, or see your local Yalozu or Boy Scouts or whatever they call themselves. And there's a lot of skill. So those are for sure going to be a maisuma, right? All those special types of knots. But even one singular knot, Kesher Echad, is going to be a Kesher, a Maisa Uma.
Why?
Where do we take that leap? And really, if that's the case, how do we ever or even differentiate between a Kesher Shel Kayama, which is everlasting, and a Maisa Uma? So now let's backtrack for a moment. Because what are we grappling with? There's two different opinions, as we've said time and time again, countless times. Two different opinions in the Rishonim. Is the issue that it's a Kesher Shel Kayama, the issue of when is it going to be the quintessential Usar on a Daraisa level, that's when it's a Kesher Shel Kayama that is everlasting? Is that the issue? That's how Rashi learns. That's how we learn from the story in the Mishkan, the storyline. Is that the issue? Or is it a Maisa Uman? As we saw from the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam, where did they get it from? We mentioned last week. Because when the Gemara tries to answer, we have a Braisa that says there's three different levels. There's three scenarios. Forget even the Dinim. One's going to be Mutter. One's going to be Aser Midrabanan. I said Mutter first. And one's going to be Aser Midaraisa. Okay? I meant to say it the other way around. So now, we're going to have to answer up each one. One of the Gemara's answers was Ushkipi. Was Ushkipi? They had the saddle. So the Rif adds in, on the word Ushkipi, the word Uman. He just injected it. He inserted that these saddles that they would make back in the Gemara's times, they took a big skill. And only a craftsman was able to do them. So that's where the Rif, and then the Rambam follows suit. The Rambam was a Talmud, right? We'll get there. Which we're going to get when you get to the Mechaber. This is a slight question on the Beis Yosef's general klal of how he paskins. So the Rif and the Rambam go and they say that Maisa Uman, which is the craftsman, any knot, which is a crafts knot, that's going to be a problem. So how do we paskin? So the Beis Yosef generally, the Maran, Bet Yosef, the Mechaber, generally follows two out of the three. Who are the three in the playing field? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. So the Chida tells us the Shema Gedolim that he always paskins as per two over the three. So who are the two here? The Rif and the Rambam. So he paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. Now historically, it has to be worked out, which I've heard this many times from a Rebbe of mine, that Rabbi Kalas always used to say, it's not fair, they're on the same team. That's not fair. Rif and the Rambam is a Talmud. So how do you do that stacking game? But okay, leaving that aside, that's what the Chida says. And when you open up Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Yud Zayin, Sif, Aleph, he goes and he paskins, indeed, like the Rif and the Rambam. So a Maisa Uman is going to be a problem. Good. Maaseh Uman is going to be a problem. And then the Ramah comes along, right, at the end of last year. If anyone remembers, we said, we're Machmir for both reasons. That you can't make it either a Shel Kayama, everlasting, or a Maaseh Uman. We're Machmir for both. So then I caught myself and I said, who's we? There's no we. So Baruch Hashem, how many Sfardim are here? I have at least one. Great. So Baruch Hashem, we have to clarify who's we, because the Mechaber, Maran Bet Yosef, goes in Paskins like the Rambam and the Rif, which will end up being a potential kula in certain scenarios. Because so long as it's not a Maaseh Uman and it's not a craftsman's knot, I don't care if it's a Kesher Shel Kayama, it won't be a problem. The Ramah comes along, the Ramah is Machmir for both. And according to the Ramah, Lashita of the Ashkenazim, you'd have to cover all your bases. It has to be both, check both of your boxes, both not a craftsman's knot and not everlasting in order for it to be allowed. We're all together? That was just a recap. We've been recapping almost every week. So now we're all together. So now this is where the difficulty begins. Comes along the Shilta HaGiborim. Shilta HaGiborim was a pirush written on the Rif. He was right at the border. He's an early, early Achron. Yeah? Rav Boyaz was his name? Rav Boyaz what? Okay, I don't even know. So, we'll get to him when we're Tashem on week, Sunday night. So, he goes and he says, on here, on this very Rif, he goes and he says, V'kesher uman loynis bar li hetev heichu. I have no idea. What's a craftsman's knot? What does that mean? Yeah, so obviously the extreme, like a heavy duty, give me a fancy name. Come on, give me a fancy name. The fanciest
sailor,
one you know?
Sailor's knot.
A fisherman's knot. It sounds too simple, even though I know it's hard. Right. Again? An alpine loop. I like that one. So you hear alpine loop and you're like, I don't even know how to make an alpine loop. That must be a craftsman's knot. That's a Maaseh Uman. So that extreme obviously is going to be an issue, a Maaseh Uman. Says the Shel Gibarim, I have no idea what else is included in Maaseh Uman. Comes along Shel Gibarim and he opens up a can of worms and he says the following. He says, it sounds from the riff that it's anything that's tightened well. Hadek Hetev. Umikan says the Shilta Giborim. Now, listen carefully. Why does it matter? Because the Ramah, when he integrates the Chumrah for also being Choshesh for the Rambam's opinion, he's simply quoting a Shilta Giborim. That's all he's doing. He takes Shilta Giborim and he follows it right in. He brings it right into Ashkenazi Psak. Says the Shilta Giborim, Umikan nirali shiyatza ha'azhara shakishakoshin shnei ksharim. When they tied two knots, zeh al zeh. Ready? One, and then a second one, right? This is a double knot. When you do a double knot, one on top of the other, one, two. She'ein matir and I say b'Shabbos. Yeah? And then he says, even though they might take it out that very day, still we have to be fearful that it's considered a Maaseh Uman. This is a craftsman's knot. Because I have no idea the exact parameters of what a craftsman's knot is. So, anytime it's two times, one, two, game over, and you're already a craftsman's knot.
Quick question. Is the Isser to do it with that specific intent to make a knot? Or just say you're one of those people that's got ADD and you're like playing with things and it turns into a thing and you like Mechal Shabbos now? Or is it something that you have to have the das that you're making it specifically to make?
Excellent question. They say a similar thing. It reminds me of so if he really has no idea what he's doing, right? Meaning fidget spinners, right? That's what they made fidget spinners for, just to spin them.
Right.
So as you keep your hands busy. So they've actually, bear with me for a minute, by Muktzah, the irony is that a kli shemalachta leheter has to have a usage. We think, oh, it's a hammer. Okay, it's only mutter for its purposes or to move the space. You need to avail the space. But if it's something which is a kli shemalachta leheter, which you use for mutter things, a fork, so then do whatever you want. But the Mechaber actually paskins in Shin Ches, if Dalin, that it has to be something which is for some sort of usage. right? So let's say you twirl a fork, right? Let's say you twirl a fork. Let's say a fidget spinner. This was one of his favorites. Fidget spinners. Ah, so he doesn't like the Aruch Shulchan so much. So, no, not in general. On that Aruch Shulchan, he takes issue with. But there's definitely, it's the same type of question. Is that considered a usage? So first of all, if you speak to a real, you know, Baal Musar, he'll tell you, we have to oversee our actions. And we have to have the state of mind not to lose ourselves and right, but I don't know of a good heter unless you want to say it's Miss Asik. He really has no clue. The guy would have to be in a daze to have no idea what he's doing as he's making his second knot,
you know,
thereby
I
causing the issue.
I can fill the napkin, and by the time I'm done with it, I've created a duck out of it because I'm just.
Okay, so we'll sit down. We'll figure out.
I'm not losing anymore, but just.
Yeah, I would assume that there. I don't know of a good heter if someone is making knots as he fidgets. Fine. So now, this is where the Shilta Gibran comes in, and he goes and he expands it so much further than we would have thought. Now, this is going to be what the Rambam goes and says in Sif Aleph, Paskin Lahalacha, that we therefore machmer for both reasons.
So he's motivated by a suffix and ends up with the same shot in my
Sifal. This is exactly the weakest point of the Shilta Gibor. So now, what does that mean? This is exactly where I wanted to head. What does that mean? So when the Shilta Gibor goes and says, so now a double knot is automatically a problem, right? That means now he's paskening with clarity. This is a Kesher Uman, a Maisa Uman, or I'm not sure. What? Or I'm not sure, and therefore one should be machmir. So, where's the wiggle room? Again?
Isn't it for sure shall come? You're saying he's not going with him. He's not going with Rashi.
It seems to be within the Rambam. He's going in the Rif. Yeah?
Yeah.
So now, this is where it gets a little tricky. Because in the Rambam itself, the Rambam goes and tells you, but if there is b'makom tsar, or discomfort, what would that be? Let's say a person accidentally did a double knot on his shoes. Or children did a double knot. Can you take it out? B'makom tsar, right? Tsar chei katan, or we know in general from Reish Ayin Vav, Shin Chav Ches, we're much more forgiving for the needs of a child. So let's say a child went and did a triple, he always does triple knots. On his shoes, he did a triple knot. Says the Ramah, in Shin Yud Zayin, B'makom tsar, you're allowed to be mekel. Why? It's the same Ramah we mentioned in Teres Chatas. Because seemingly it's a chumrah. The whole Shilta Gibayim is a chumrah. He's being machmir, saying, this is possibly included in Maisa Uman. Therefore, B'makom tsar, we were never machmir in that scenario.
But if it's a valid suffix,
then
it's...
Again?
We're going
So isn't it a Kesher Shel Kayama? So now, what's a Kesher Shel Kayama? How we magdir a Kesher Shel Kayama?
So if the kid was tying his shoes and didn't mean for it to be forever.
Or he meant for it to take it out that day. So this brings us now... Good. So now we flushed out Maisa Uman. But wait. You're still going to get nailed with Kesher Shel Kayama. So if you're Svardi, doesn't matter. I don't need to be concerned about Kesher Shel Kayama. The Mechaber, Maran Bet Yosef, it's not true. Because according to the Rambam and the Rif, if it's just Kesher Shel Kayama and not a Maisa Uman, if it's just everlasting, it's still going to be that middle level of Aser Midrabanan. But it got demoted, and there's a lot more to work with. B'makom Tsar for sure on a Dirabanan, B'makom Tsar we're Megal. Okay? So, very cool. We'll try to take pictures, send that around. What's left? What's left? So, what is a Kesher Shel Kayama? So, that's where the Taz is very busy. The Taz has a huge arichos trying to figure out what is Shel Kayama. And he says it's all going to be oriented as per your intent. Everything's going to be based on intent, which opens up a can of worms. So he can make the strongest, most everlasting thing and has intention for it to come out in an hour, and therefore it's going to be allowed.
You could give give a shir on kosher, on Shabbos, and say, here, this would be, and that's...
Lihislami. Right.
100%.
100%. So that's, and so the Bi'ur Halacha has a huge arichus, and the Bi'ur Halacha is proving his point. It's not going to be based solely. It's not going to be based solely on your intent. It's also, what's the derech? What's the derech? Is this something which is the derech to be kept in place for an elongated period of time? Certain knots, by definition, are meant to be kept in place. We don't want these knots. Give me a good one. Give me a knot that you never want to come out, ever. Again? So a garbage bag is a little tricky, because a garbage bag, you just want it to stay closed until they take it away. You don't want it to be closed forever. La'ol me'ad, forever. Because then we're going to get into big trouble.
Yes.
Kesher Echad, right? You know where this is going. Kesher Echad, one singular knot, we said is Asa, right? So what are you going to do then? You take your garbage bag and you tie it once, and you would just... So even if you'll say it's only going to be a Darabanan, so you would just over and it's a Darabanan. Right. So how could you close your garbage bags? Sounds ludicrous. Right? So the answer is going to be in your kavana. Why are you closing it?
You don't want to spill on your floor.
What? I don't want it to spill on my floor. The intent is not in the kshira itself. I don't care for this to stay closed. I just don't want garbage either smelling on my house or spilling over. Therefore, that's one of the hetayim they give for a garbage bag. It doesn't let you do a double knot, because a double knot, you're already going to be in double knot land, Maisa Uma. Okay, where are we heading? Where are we heading?
Why isn't that Asa Garbanan?
Because it's...
Because you're taking it out.
It's Einim Eschavim. It's Einim Eschavim, and you're taking... No, but he's asking a good question. Lamaisa, whatever you're going to say, yeah? Say whatever Torah you want to say. It's Einim Eschavim. First of all, it's Sig Reisha. You can't say Einim Eschavim. Okay, so what's left? Misasik. If you say it's Misasik...
Garbage bag?
Garbage bag is not Misasik. What if you put the garbage can where you can just pull the strings up and it closes without you making a knot? Then can they say, on this type of garbage bag, this one you can't tie up, because you won't have the issue of it spilling over?
He's talking about the glad ones. Right. The glad ones, why are you glad?
Which you because don't because those are the most expensive ones.
Let's say a person pulled down. He went all the way and he bought the glad ones. So there's no need. Right. So why are you doing the extra one? Just to tie it.
Right, so there are those that are the cheaper ones that if you don't tie it, you don't want to spill
the handles, just the handles.
Right, but the higher end ones, you pull them together and it kind of closes up the top, you don't have to tie it.
Right, so this is the tricky thing, and when it gets to malachas, right? Because there are certain things where that's not the malacha. If you say it with enough confidence and, you know, arrogance, whatever you want to term that, that this is not the malacha at all. Right, and then that's it. It's game over, right? Because, right, in the base of English, you tie the garbage bags. The question is better than the answer. The question is better than the answer. I will look around Bli Nether to find it, Rachel Bitcha Akhtana, who's Makel. If we can find it, I'll try to find someone who's Makel on garbage bags. But the svara would be...
Why is it that it's rash, even Rashi would hold it, it's the das is that it's going to come undone that day.
It's not going to come undone that day.
You don't care if it does.
If it intrinsically won't come apart, and
you don't plan on actively taking,
you don't plan on taking it out. That's what you're asking. If you're not going to actively undo that kesher echad, and it doesn't unravel itself, if it'll unravel itself, it's totally mutter. Which very often it will.
It will, especially
because the contents of the garbage will loosen that kesher echad, which means it's not even a kesher echad. It's nothing. That's one heter. That would be one heter. But if it gets taut, right, tight and taut, then you'd have a shiloh. We need to come out to a separate heter. Bli Nether, we'll look around. So where does that leave us? We now have kesher shel kayama and uman. Rambam's going to be machmir just for uman, and the Rambam's going to be machmir for both. So now, let's just do one case, just to get in at least a few cases. What's the story with, you have your woolen overcoat, your Shabbos coat, it's wool, and it comes with a belt. I don't think belts are in these days, but
back in.
Yeah. Are they back in? Mm-hmm. Okay. Shane coat. So you have a belt, a thick woolen belt. Let's do a thick woolen one for a moment. And the same question applies. You have your mitzvachat, you have your snood, the ones that tie in the back. So what do you do when you go and you want to tighten them? Meaning where it's a physical tie. If it's just elastic, there's no problem with elastic. Mutzer gomer. But what are you going to do when you want to close your belt? Right? So very often, many people, they'll tie it once, and that does nothing. Because after it's a nice bowl of challen, it expands, and your belt is now undone. So what do? It's very hard to get a full loop in there, so you just do it twice. Is that okay? So let's just take it face value. If you wanted to, like, play by the book, Shilta Giborim, Kesher Al Gabi Kesher, it's a Maisa Uman, so everyone's going to have an issue. Right? Because all the Sfaradim are going to have an issue, because the Rambam is going to say, that's the Maisa Uman, Shilta Giborim was saying it, in the opinion of the Rambam, who the Mechaber is quoting, and Ashkenazim for sure are going to have an issue, because they're Machmir for both reasons. So what do we have? So then we have Mokum Tsar of Schwitzing for the whole Shabbos.
No, not Mokum Tsar. It's that type of knot is one that you're always going to
have to take off. You're not going to be able to undo so quickly. You'll be here all night doing it. On the coat, you're making it a little bit tight, but in 2 seconds, it's going to come undone anyway.
There we go. So what is that heter? Name that heter. It's not even...
It's not even a knot.
It's not, right. It's not even a kesher al gabi kesher.
Wait,
what? Even if it's two knots, because it's so loose. It's so loose, it will definitely come out within 24 hours, which is the time frame.
It's going to come out by itself.
You will definitely undo it within 24 hours.
It's going to do with loose.
So that would be the same thing with
shoes. Oh, just.
Yeah, but wait. So which one are you going in? We're going in Rashi or the Rambam? So in Rashi, it's not going to be Kesher HaKayama, because I have intent to undo it, and it's the Derech HaOlam to undo your coat belt within the hour. How long are you outside already that you need to wear your coat and have it double knotted? Right?
Even it's a type of material. It's meant to be tied and untied constantly.
Oh. So this is... we have so much to do. So we have 2 minutes. You ready? So there's many, many tshuvas to talk about these two cases. I wanted to share just two of them with you. First, the Kloisenberger, Divrei Yatziv. Kloisenberger Rebbe has unbelievable tshuvas, Divrei Yatziv. We spoke about him by Kiddush, trying to explain why the Sfardim and the Mekubalim and the Hasidim stand by all Kiddush, even though seemingly they should sit for Kfiyas, Makom Suda. So the Divrei Yatziv goes and says... that he, as we spoke about, it's really, where does this even come from? This, the whole question at hand comes from a Shilta Giborim. It goes and says, Kesher Agabi Kesher. But, as was pointed out, this was not a definitive psak that two knots is automatically a Kesher Shel Uman, which is automatically a craftsman's knot. That's not the case. Rather, it was a chumrah of, it's possibly an issue. The Rama went with the chumrah, which means that it's lifnim shuras hadin. Shuras hadin is that really two ksharim is not necessarily going to be a maisa uman. That's not automatically going to be a maisa uman. It would be contingent on its strength. The Rama was machmir, right? But compounded by the fact that it's generally very, very loose, and then he makes it even better. He says, and it's a svek sveka. Why? He goes and he says as follows. No. He doesn't say svek sveka. He says, and according to the Prima Gadim, it's a suffik chisar nidia l'chol ha'olam. Anyone learn your idea? But it's the Taz goes and says in your idea that if it's chisar nidia, that it's not a suffik be'etzem, we just don't know. Is this a thing? But no one has the knowledge. If you're at a loss, and you can't clarify, but someone could clarify this suffix, right? You didn't see what happened, but someone was a bystander, so just go find out. That's not a suffix. You just don't have the knowledge. But if no one has the knowledge, then it's still a bona fide suffix. Says the Prima Gadim, he calls the Shilta Giborim a suffix, yidia, chsar yidia, l'chol ha'olam. That's what the Divrei Yatziv is mitzarif. So he says, and it's meant to come out, and it's not so strong, and it's a safek chesar nidia lechol ha'olam. Therefore, he's Mekel and Rabbi Falk. There's a lot of different cases. They talk about tying the Sefer Torah when they used to have the vimple. Any Yekis here? Fine. So the vimple, everyone knows the vimple around the Sefer Torah. By Upsharon, they get a vimple, they wrap it around, and how do you do the last step? Either they stick it in. So a lot of places can write, that's not a cover for the Sefer Torah, just to shove it in. You should tie it. But if you're tying it Shabbos Mincha, comes along with Shabbos Mincha, you're tying it. It's a kesher al gabe, aniva al gabe kesher, which we're making to tie our shoes because they're going to come out. Because you're meant to take it out, but it's going to be there for over a week. You don't even have the second opinion of the Rama that if it's at least for a week, it's going to be more than a week. Is Zion ad bechlal or loy ad bechlal?
What?
When we say Zion yamim, it's Zion. Ah, oh, okay, fine, very good. But that's on during the week. What? No. We're obviously talking about a Shabbos shul. We're obviously talking about a Shabbos shul. Otherwise, the Shabbos doesn't count. Okay, amazing. We got to wrap it up. And so, where does that leave us? And the Rav Falk actually goes through unbelievable in Machzeh Eliyahu. This is going to be the show and tell for tonight. Rabbi Falk, Rav Pesach Eliyahu Falk from Gateshead. Unbelievable Talmud Chacham. He wrote many, many tshuvas. He just came out with Chelek Gimel. He has a full tshuva on Mem Zayin, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Zayin, and Simen Mem Ches. Going through both of these cases, he's Mekel on both. And Rabbi Falk was not known. The Tichel. The Tichel, if you wrap it, you tie it once and you tie it again. Because if you just tie it once, there's no way her hair is going to stay covered. No way. So he's Mekel, and he was not known for his kulas. Yeah, Rabbi Falk was not known for his kulas. He's Mekel on both. And okay, now we have a little bit, and that's why the Shari Tshuva brings to the Birkei Yosef that everyone's Mekel on the belt. See the Shari Tshuva here in Simin Shin Yitzayin. He quotes in the Birkei Yosef that no one's Machmir on this case. Shkoich. To be continued.